of ash.
Most government ministers who manage to take a short break from their work usually go as far as they can get from the inquisitive eye of television cameras, which follow them around for most of the year. However, that's not the case if you happen to be a cabinet minister and film actor to boot. Culture Minister Vyacheslav Yandak will be spending his summer break shooting a movie and getting plenty of publicity around it. The film, which currently has the working title Maharal, is set during World War II, and Yandak will play the part of a treasure hunter. Yandak, a 58-year-old Czech film and stage actor, says he had already signed the contract when he was unexpectedly handpicked for the post of culture minister following the death in office of Pavel Dostal. Although few people expected him to make much of an impact, Yandak quickly shot to the top of the popularity ladder as the most credible and trustworthy politician in the Czech Republic. The man himself says the reason is obvious. I talk in a way that people can understand, and I call a spade, he told Czech television recently. The AFP agency, which also spread the word about the minister's upcoming film role, says the role of a treasure hunter is apt, since that is more or less the minister's main task in office. Ever since taking up the post, Yandak has been trying to pump European funds and money from rich countries, such as Norway, to save and restore the Czech Republic's often crumbling cultural heritage. But by the time Yandak gets his teeth into the new role, his party may no longer be in office, in which case he'll be glad to have gone back to his old job again. Organisers of the Prague celebrations marking the 250th anniversary of Mozart's birth have asked chefs to come up with a recipe for a mouth-watering Mozart dessert. The famous composer was known to have a sweet tooth, and a special dessert would give the Mozart celebrations in Prague a nice touch. Not to mention that it would most likely become an instant hit in Prague's many coffee houses and confectioners. So Czech pastry chefs are now racking their brains for something truly exceptional, which would moreover be evocative of Mozart's music. The famous composer visited Prague 3 times and achieved some of his greatest successes in the city. The Czech capital will celebrate the anniversary in big style, with literally hundreds of concerts, opera performances, exhibitions and other events. It's a reason to have a ball, even when you're divorced. It is now 13 years since Czechs and Slovaks divorced, breaking up their federation into 2 independent countries, but that hasn't stopped them from organising joint events. The first ever Czechoslovak ball is underway as I speak at the Municipal House in Prague. Although it is held under the working title Get Your Tuxedo, Pal, We're in Europe, people are doing more than waltzing around the ballroom. It's a display of everything that Czechs and Slovaks have to offer Europe, from folk dances to opera, from beer to plum brandy, the most popular dishes and the best-looking girls, including the first ever Miss Czechoslovakia, Slovak model Ivana Hristová. The Gorilla Reality Show has finally come to an end, and the winner is 14-year-old Richard, the dominant male in a group of four adult gorillas and one baby of undetermined sex who took part. Richard received the most SMS votes from viewers who have been watching the gorillas' everyday lives on the internet since November the 7th of last year, when the zoo launched this unique alternative reality show. The idea was to raise money to help save gorillas living in the wild, and the project was an instant success. An average 20,000 internet users visited the site daily. Many others watched a brief summary on morning television, and thousands sent their favourite gorilla votes. Even the Prime Minister, Jiří Paroubek, expressed enthusiasm for the idea, saying the gorilla show was more interesting and certainly more tasteful than the rival reality shows featuring people. The main prize, which Richard is being given on a one-a-day basis, is 12 melons. Any hopes that he might share were dashed on Monday when he tucked in greedily while the others watched from a respectful distance. Good thing he won. He would never have let anyone else eat them in peace anyway, the zoo's director, Petr Fejk, told the media. Although the show is over, the internet site will remain active until the end of the month, and people can still contribute to gorillas living in the wild by buying gorilla t-shirts and gorilla toys. They're available at the Czech radio store on Vinohradská 12. Drivers who happen to pass through the western border town of Ash may be surprised to see a road sign they've never come across anywhere else. Actually, there are two versions of the sign on display, one showing a pair of pursed lips and another showing the same lips crossed out. Drivers who were polled when the sign first appeared had plenty of ideas as what it could mean. You're free to kiss in this alley, or no lipstick, please. In actual fact, the sign means prostitutes allowed and prostitutes prohibited, depending on which version you happen to be looking at. Since the local town hall does not have the authority to ban prostitutes as such, it has at least issued a directive stating which parts of town prostitutes are free to conduct their business in. The prostitutes don't like it, but the townspeople approve. The only thing that remains to be seen is whether the new sign will not cause more accidents as drivers hit their brakes to find out what on earth it is they are not meant to do in this part of town.